好好吃，好好吃，好好吃，好好吃。
Lucky, it turns out, has an unruly curiosity and an indiscriminate palate. Eventually, the cautious researchers manage to retrieve this unusual delicacy. In Shashuping's field lab, Liu Zhir adds samples of Lucky's blood to a growing collection from pandas living in isolated groups. Through genetic analysis, she seeks to learn how much inbreeding has occurred. In 100 years, she fears all Qinling pandas could be first cousins. This could cause extinction through harmful mutations and vulnerability to disease.
There is a critical question. If this animal is in inbreeding, and how much and how bad the inbreeding could be, this work, we hope, will answer this question. And then we'll find a way to help pandas.
Recovered after a week of treatment, Lucky is ready to be released. Pan is hopeful, but the scientists know Lucky may be too old to survive in the wild. Weeks later, their fears will be confirmed. Again ill, Lucky will be taken to a feeding center, where he will die. In the bitter cold of early January, while other Qinling animals hibernate, the panda cannot. Enslaved by the need to eat almost perpetually, pandas continue to roam the frozen forest. Pan and Liu Zhir have learned to respect the panda's tough constitution. Thick, oily fur and bulky bodies insulate them, and they seem immune to the cold. For Qiwang, snow is just a new terrain to explore. Now a 5-month-old toddler, she seems dimly aware that trees are important. In the months to come, they will offer her only safety from predators in her mother's absence. But to hide in a tree, Qiwang must first learn to climb it.
4个月半,
For now, baffled by the challenge, she gives up. For those who would study pandas, winter in the Qinling Mountains is a test of resolve. The cold is relentless, even inside. Days and nights pass in the shared chores of a dwelling heated only by wood fire, lit only by candle and lantern. As winter drags on, Zhao Zhao begins to take Qiwang with her while foraging. The ancient Chinese may have found in such scenes of tranquility a symbol of peace. According to one account, retiring armies waved not a white flag, but an image of a panda. For Qiwang, another attempt to climb. Success brings not only safety, but a measure of youthful adventure. Winter gives way to spring, the panda's realm in the Chinling Mountains reawakens with sound and color. By May, the new foliage intrigues Xiwang. At 9 months, she continues to nurse, but like human babies, she investigates the world with her mouth. For Zhao Zhao, spring brings not only the bamboo shoots she treasures, but the seasonal agony of ticks and leeches. Xiwang will watch her mother from the trees another 4 months until she's ready to join her foraging along the forest floor. Once tentative, she now climbs about freely, sometimes showing greater daring than judgment. Zhao Zhao seems little concerned about a well-padded youngster, especially when succulent bamboo shoots are abundant. For both, life is serene. They look awkward, but pandas are deceptively agile. Their joints so flexible they can bite their own tails and perform gymnastic routines in suspenseful slow motion.
Suicide or murder? Cruising the internet, a not-so-private affair.
It's kind of a digital tattoo, so they can remember you and recognize you when you come back.
And the poets who slam on Emirates Airlines Special, 60 Minutes, Monday night at 9 o'clock. One character, 5 actors, 19 official movies. 007 Uncovered, Omega Seamaster Special, The James Bond Story. Tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on World.
Clear-cut harvesting of the pandas' forests is the paramount threat to their continued existence. Food and cover dwindle. Populations are further isolated. Panda ranges have declined by half in only two decades, primarily from logging. A billion people in China need wood for homes and heat. In 50 years, it could be almost 2 billion. Over the years, Professor Pan has watched timber companies invade 70% of Qinling's panda habitat. He asks how far the loggers intend to go. Next spring, they will cut all the way over the mountains, the slopes now roamed by Zhao Zhao and Xi Wang. To penetrate the panda's forest, new roads must be blasted out of the mountainside. By most standards, the operations are crude, sometimes conducted with a casual daring that mixes gunpowder with cigarettes. Industrial safety is a recent development here, but despite accidents, the work goes on relentlessly. Risking all, Pan has pleaded with authorities to stop the logging of Qinling. With stubborn insistence, despite threats and harassment, he has succeeded. The government has halted the timber cutting in the 125 square mile study area. An excursion to check on Xi Wang, now outfitted with a radio collar. It is mid-October. At 14 months, Xi Wang is passing her second autumn. Something is amiss. The signals lead to a tangled clump of brush. Expecting Xi Wang, they find only her collar. Han believes Zhao Zhao tore the collar from her youngster. He suggests they search for Zhao Zhao instead. But Zhao Zhao's signal is weak. They will have to separate and scour the slopes. Xi Wang is invaluable to science. She has been monitored since birth and has provided unprecedented information. But for Pan and his crew, this panda has also become a friend. Following his instincts, Pan comes to a steep ravine. Barely visible among the foliage, sitting casually in a tree, the familiar shape of Xi Wang. To re-establish contact, they must sedate and re-collar Xi Wang. They must act now before they lose her again. But her perch above a cliff makes it a delicate operation. The tranquilizing dart is necessary. The pain to be inflicted, slight. But the moment is always disconcerting to those whose lives are dedicated to protecting wild things. Several minutes pass as drowsiness sweeps across her. They pray she won't fall. Now docile, Shi Wang stays in the tree, enabling them to bring her down safely. At 80 pounds, she is a precious but awkward burden. The professor, who is her observer and defender, a father of two daughters, bears her as carefully as if she were a third. Using radio collars, Pan and Lu Zhe have been able to keep track of the whereabouts and activity of more than 30 pandas at Jinling. Theirs is the first comprehensive study to document the social and breeding behavior of wild pandas. These periodic inspections are inconvenient for Shi Wang and rob her of dignity, but she is contributing details of her development that can be obtained in no other way. Shi Wang's story could affect her entire species, revealing how to ensure their survival in the wild and to improve their care in captivity. For Shi Wang, it has been a day of curious events and a close encounter with another species. She returns to her mother and a life of endless simplicity, now interested only in a drink of water and soon, perhaps, a little bamboo. At the Shashuping Research Station, a moment of farewell. After months of work, four of Pan's students must return to the university. Assistants will come and go during the years ahead, but Pan intends to stay here as long as it takes to understand the life of pandas in the wild and to keep them roaming freely through the surrounding forests. Since these scenes were filmed, Shi Wang has struck out on her own. In the not-too-distant future, she could have a cub herself. As pandas have for millions of years, she will feast on the forest, drink from cold streams, endure the chill mists. But her passage through life will be recorded for the ages, because like her name, Shi Wang represents for all her species a last fateful glimmer of hope.
听力课堂欢迎你，
听力课堂欢迎你，听啊点儿啊。